Welcome to The Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Today is January 23rd, 2024, the most important day of your life. Now, here is your host, Doja Span.
Today is Tuesday, January 23rd, and welcome back to The Daily Decrypt. It's Doja Span, and today I'll be diving into a couple of articles. We have giant password dumps, a sophisticated cyber operation by Chinese spies affecting VMware, and more ransomware actors using TeamViewer. Now, looking at the first article, I know most of us are familiar with the site Have I Been Pwned? Well, as reported by Ars Technica, the operator of that site, Troy Hunt, found a trove of credentials on the dark web marketplace. We're looking at approximately 71 million unique credentials stolen that are affecting users from, well, popular sites, including Facebook, Roblox, Coinbase, Yammer, and Yahoo. Now, what's interesting about this, well, Troy Hunt was digging through the dark web and came across one of, you know, the typical marketplaces. And this, while this marketplace is used often, he typically finds reused passwords, reused credentials, and a lot of the stuff from the same dumps that he's used to seeing. And this one stood out because, well, it is 71 million unique users. And after examining some of the data, he found that 25 million have never been leaked before. Now, that's kind of eye-opening. 25 million credentials, well, usernames, that have never been leaked before. What they are reporting on Ars Technica is that this was attributed to InfoStealer. This is malware on systems that log any of your inputs. So you're logging into a website, whether username, password, that gets stored in clear text and gets sent to the attacker that installed the malware on the system. That was for a lot of the stuff that had not been seen before. And of course, the others were discovered through credential stuffing. Now, Troy Hunt did confirm a lot of this by reaching out to some of the affected users, and they had reported that some of these credentials were valid on accounts as of 2021. A couple things to note, though, is most of these weak passwords, or most of the passwords, were weak and vulnerable to dictionary attacks. Now, looking at some of the risks, now, well, this is kind of the usual stuff that gets brought up fairly often, especially amongst the security community. Password hygiene is probably the biggest one. Of course, any of the websites that you're logging into can get breached, and you want to make sure that, well, you're limiting that input, so, or that impact. So, of course, password managers are key there. If you notice that you're affected by this, any random emails from any of the providers that you're using saying, you know, doing password reset requests or anything like that, make sure you get in there and you do reset your passwords and then take the extra step and go in and enable MFA. As always, we do highly recommend password managers. And then, of course, go ahead and make a regular task for yourself to just check out the site Have I Been Pwned. There's a lot of good info in there and you can really work to safeguard yourself. Now, going into the second article I have for you this morning, this one comes from Dark Reading, and it's a bit eerie. We have Chinese spies that have been exploiting a critical VMware bug for nearly 2 years. This story not only unravels the intricacies of state-sponsored cyber espionage, but also sheds light on how critical the vulnerabilities are within commonly used software. I've used VMware for a number of different places, so this is kind of a big deal. Some of the details surrounding this are, it was an exploit against a CVE that was lower in severity that attacked the authentication associated with VMware tools, and which then allowed them to escalate higher and then, of course, install backdoors and exploit CVE 2023-34048. this was a big deal back when it was released. And it was kind of one of those all hands on deck. Everybody needs to go patch your systems immediately. The bug is critical. And well, a lot of the impact was already established prior to the exploit being publicly known. Now, what can you do about some of the stuff like this? Well, as always, patch your systems. As soon as you find out that there's a critical vulnerability, especially on anything externally facing or critically important to your organization, definitely get that patch in and then make sure you have any mitigating controls around it, especially if you can't patch it. Now, there's always change management that's in place, or you know, some of these systems, hopefully not VMware, are relying on outdated OSs or outdated software, and you can only run business critical operations on some really old software. So take a minute and really assess what those devices have access to. And then, of course, always implementing any sort of controls that you can around these. But not only that, when you find out that there are some of these zero days or other critical vulnerabilities that are coming out and you have systems that are impacted by it, it doesn't hurt to do some threat hunting around it if you can. And it may just be perusing some of the logs that you have access to. If you don't have central log management or anything like that, start looking at the logs and start looking for patterns. Make a little task and keep an eye on those things, because it can really shed light into some of the activity that's happening. And that's essentially how this was discovered, was admins or security personnel looking at the logs and identifying some patterns that were happening. But as always, keep in mind that this was big time cyber espionage, and it was a sophisticated threat actor that is known for being rather stealthy. And then last up, we're going to dive into VMware. Or sorry, we already did VMware. TeamViewer. TeamViewer is what we're going into. Now, if you've been around in IT for a little while, you know that TeamViewer is a remote access tool. I've used it in the past, many years ago, when I was doing IT work and local sysadmin stuff for small businesses. Yeah, use TeamViewer. I will admit, we definitely weren't doing the most secure things. It wasn't, security wasn't really much of a priority around that time. But learned a lot since then. So in this one, TeamViewer was identified as what was given initial access in this article. Ransomware actors using TeamViewer to gain initial access to networks brought to us by Dark Reading. So as reported by analysts at Huntress, two ransomware deployment incidents were discovered and luckily failed. The Huntress analyst flagged it, and based on the indicators, it looked like they were trying to deploy Lockbit 3.0. They had gained initial access through two endpoints, of course, using TeamViewer. The logs were pointing that the attack was originating from the same host name. Now, if you've used TeamViewer, you can see who's connecting to what devices. Both the connections were rather short, about 10 minutes, less than that. The attacker did get control of TeamViewer in both instances, and it appeared to be through legacy systems. The logs that they had reviewed did not provide any indication of it being a long-term access. There were no logins for several months, weeks, or anything before the threat actor had gained access. But of course, they did see legitimate logins and, you know, usernames, workstations that typically utilized this. Now, it's possible that the threat actor did get access to these TeamViewer credentials through an initial access broker. Now, an initial access broker is a malicious actor that breaks into computer systems just to gain access to credentials and then sells them to other actors, which makes it easier for everybody to get into these systems and, of course, deploy ransomware or whatever they were trying to do, spy on systems. Now, if you've been in the security industry for a minute, you've probably heard a lot of the different TeamViewer cyber incidents. We've seen threat actors getting a chance to install on systems. Crypto mining software is another one that comes to mind, different exfiltration. But one of the nice things about this article is they do go into some of the mitigations and controls that you can put in place for TeamViewer. And some of those are, of course, good password hygiene. Whenever you're not using the software, exit it, especially in an admin, kill those sessions. You have all sorts of block and allow features. They even do have conditional access policies that they're saying reach out to support and review and implement those. TeamViewer is saying, though, that they've mitigated the risk of attackers misusing the software to break into systems, and really the only way to get in is through username and password. Well, that concludes Tuesday, January 22nd's Daily Decrypt. Again, I'm Dogespan. We're missing Offset Keys today. He should be back tomorrow. But let us know in the comments if you're liking the show, the format, anything you want to listen to. If you enjoy the conversations, whether that's with us, we can bring in guests. And of course, we'll bring you the news. Thanks.